Today we celebrate the most important ministry of this church, our ministry to our children and our young people. The book we use to teach them of our faith, of course, is the Bible. We study it so we can gain knowledge and guidance to help us get through the tests of life. But the real test is not knowing the scripture, but living them out. And today's scripture is one of the most important for all of us to know. It is the very heart of Jesus' faith. Hear this, people. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The heart, you see, for the Hebrew is primarily the seat of the mind and the will, together with a whole range of emotions. The soul for the Hebrews, though not clearly definable, is not the same as the Greek soul that is contained in the fleshly body that lives on after death. The soul for the Hebrew is primarily one's source of vitality, and might means force or strength. I think we can read this passage correctly with either the Hebrews' definitions in mind or our own definitions for heart and soul and might. But what's critical, I think, to realize this morning is the importance that first and foremost, God is the Lord alone. There is no other. God is the one and only. We are to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, which we define as the place of all of our emotions, the very depth of them being love. We're to love the Lord with our souls, which as we view as our very being, the existence that makes us tick, our life's breath. We're to love the Lord with all our might. And that means with force and with strength, or with all of our energy. In the Gospel of Mark, the words by Jesus also include one other thing. They include loving God with all our mind, which for us encompasses all of our mental capabilities, thinking, reasoning, intellect. No matter how we define these things, the important point, I think, to grasp is that we are to love God with our whole being. The Christian life means using one's might or all of one's energies. It means to use one's mind to learn God's will through the interpretation of the Scripture. And then to use our hearts to discern what emotional involvement of all of this is, while we use our souls, our very being, to live it out. Here's the key. Keep these words in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign on your hand and fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates. Keep these words in your heart. Remember, for the Hebrew, the heart is the mind and the will. In other words, learn these words. Recite them to your children and your children's children and anybody else's children who will listen. You don't have to stand up here on a Sunday morning and recite a memorized verse like many students of past generations did. And yet most of you here who have ever had to do just that probably remember a great deal of that recitation. Saying something over and over and over again is about the best way to learn it. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are away. Have you ever had a kind of a lag in conversation around the dinner table? Or in the car going someplace with your kids? Here's a great time to discuss what it means to love the Lord with everything you've got. I remember back with Sarah and Charlie when 9/11 happened, and we'd sit at the table and we'd see these terrible things happening on the news. And we talked about them. Not just about what's happening to our world, but how does our faith relate to something as specific as that? Knowing is important. So important that the Israelites bound them on their arms. They had a little thing tied here. And they fixed them as an emblem on their forehead. It was a little box that sat right here on their forehead and was tied around the head. They would literally write these scripture verses on little tiny scrolls and put them in leather pouches with straps so that they could keep them on their body. I was thinking about this, and the closest connection with our practices today that I could think of was an old roommate of mine in college. And he used to write notes that he had to remember on the palm of his hand. Never had clean hands. But then it was always right there with him, and he could inevitably see it and recall the meaning of it. The other place that the Hebrews would keep these very important verses was on little tiny scrolls within a little ceramic case that hung beside their front doors. The ceramic structure would be no bigger than a doorbell, and it would hang in a prominent place. Every time someone would walk through the door, he or she would touch this little holder of the sacred words and be reminded of them. I grew up in Bayside, so most of the houses had those on their doorsteps. The point of all this is these people put these words in front of them in several places so they never forget them. We need and can do the same thing with the Word of God, and it might be a special card with an important verse stuck in your Bible as a bookmark. Type up some verses each month and put them on the bathroom mirror to look at while you're brushing your teeth. Put another one near the kitchen sink where you do dishes. I've always loved those calendars to learn a verse a day. You can buy them. You can put it on your desk. Be creative. There's so many ways to learn God's Word. Remember wondering what in the world we'd ever do with the things we were learning in school? Will it really apply and help us out in life? Well, one of the most surprising things of being out of school is how much of the knowledge gained does actually have a purpose. The same thing can be said of learning the scriptures. There'll be times when we or someone near us needs a comforting word. And we might be able to pull from our hearts a passage of scripture that will bring some peace. There'll be frightened children and people who need to hear a story about overcoming adversity. There are so many stories in the Bible with life lessons. Can you tell any of them? Prolonged earthly life is one of the rewards in the scripture to the people. They would live long and prosper in the land that the Lord was giving them. Observe these things in the land you're about to occupy, so you and your children may fear the Lord all the days of your life, and keep the decrees and the commandments, so your days may be long. Observe them diligently, so it may go well with you, and so you may multiply greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord has promised. I guess the bottom line is this. When you study the Word of God and live out the commandments to love God with all your being and to love your neighbor as yourself, I think you, like that scribe in Mark, will be a little closer to the kingdom of heaven. We here at this church have been blessed by an amazing ministry of education. And so I just want to say thank you. Good job. Amen.